As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thinking about what could happen in some other markets, there's a few veterans that could be on the move today or throughout the week. And we already mentioned the Kirk Cousins trade rumors yesterday. But Greg Rosenthal put out a list of what he's hearing, which are possible draft trades. He separated it by likely, maybe, and then kind of not crazy, and also question mark.
Total unknown.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So here were the players he listed as likely veterans that could get traded over the next couple of days that could prompt a draft trade. One, Jalen Ramsey. We all know in Miami. That name's been rumored for a while. Miami's in a weird spot in his organization. Could definitely see Jalen Ramsey getting moved to a team that needs cornerback help, that wants to bring in a veteran and is willing to take on some of that contract. Jaire Alexander, another veteran corner. And then Kirk Cousins. Those are the three that are most likely, he says. And I would, Kirk Cousins for sure.
I pretty much think all three of those are getting traded. Yes.
The maybe categories is where it starts to get a little more interesting.
This is where a little juicy.
George Pickens, Dallas Goedert, Michael Mayer, and then Will Levis, which,
Pickens probably
traded,
right?
He's trained for Will Levis, but I hear him. If they draft Cam Warren, obviously they don't need Will Levis around.
George Pickens is in the last year of his deal, and they just brought in and paid a wide receiver to replace him. Doesn't he feel like a most likely to be traded out of the wide receiver category? Out of those four in the maybes.
Oh, I would rank it. Yes.
Pickens the most likely.
Then Goedert.
Will Levis,
sure.
Maybe.
I think Goddard's getting traded.
Why Goedert? I had not heard his name much until I saw this.
The thought is they might be able to draft a tight end this year. They also don't want, they don't want to pay him as part of it.
He's due for a big pay.
They're obviously allocating resources in other areas.
Okay. All right. So those are interesting. What are the not crazy?
They list as not crazy. Tyreek Hill. They're not saying these people aren't crazy. They're saying
it's not crazy to think that Tyreek Hill might be traded.
Mark Andrews, Trey Hendrickson, Travis Etienne. Trey Hendrickson, he gets traded tonight. Drew, are you gonna be all right with us?
He still doesn't have a contract.
Yeah, I'm gonna be okay. I think the likelihood of him actually getting traded is very slim tonight.
He just said it's not crazy. Here's what I will say: is if they trade Trey Hendrickson, they might as well just pack up and quit this year.
Oh, in terms of them being able to contend for a Super Bowl, 100%.
Nobody
on defense.
It would be.
I totally agree.
It would be a horror show on defense. It might be one of the league's worst.
I don't think they're
defenses.
They need to go all in on defense tonight and tomorrow.
If they actually traded Trey Hendrickson, they would have to draft edge, D line, edge again, to try to supplement. Well, what they would be losing.
I'd rather draft Travis Etienne's brother Trevor than trade for Travis. Why am I out here shopping Travis?
Just for our sake on this show, I hope somehow Cincinnati drafts an offensive player tonight. It would just prove our point even more that they truly don't think defense matters, and we'll be sitting here in November and everybody will feel sorry for Joey B. because he has no defense, and we'll say, well, you told him you wanted offense, and they keep just going all in on offense.
The only one that makes sense, like if they draft Kelvin Banks from Texas, like if he's available,
tackle or whatever,
fine. Yeah. But anybody else, I am thumbs down. If Ashton Jeanty is available, do not pick him.
Can I offer of the people we've mentioned so far, we've already talked about George Pickens and whether or not we would like or hate that trade. Gold, you'd hate it. I'd be fine with it. Mm-hmm. Just real quick on, I did go and look up Travis Etienne stats. If the Chiefs could get him for one of their sevens, or let's just say fourth. Let's say the fourth. That's the pick they've actually got. Mm-hmm. let's say their final fourth round pick, pick 123, they could get ETN. Is he not the kind of running back they were looking for? So last year he was not good. I'm not going to defend his year last year. The previous 2 years, he was 1,400 yards from scrimmage in both of the years. Receiving back, explosive, catches the ball out of the backfield. I mean,
I don't like it. Here's why.
I'm just asking. So I'm not saying we have to do it. Or just like 25 years old, wouldn't you be intrigued?
Yeah, intriguing player. Here's why I don't like it. He's on his final year of his contract. So you're going to pay him this year, okay? And you'd have ETN with Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco and Elijah Mitchell and Carson Steele. Somebody would get cut at camp. Then at the end of the season, they would still be in the same spot as in not a single running back outside of Carson Steele under contract.
I guess so. I would have done this if they didn't already sign an additional, like to your point, had they not already brought in an additional running back, this makes way. If they had not brought Kareem Hunt back, this trade makes way more sense. But if they bring, since they brought Kareem Hunt back,
I would just
back,
rather draft a running back that would have control on making no money for 4 years.
ETN's not going to make money after this either. I wanted to toss it out there because like it is the style of running back.
He also has been hurt, hasn't he?
Still playing 15 games. Yeah. He was just bad.
Okay.
Last year, he was just bad. Like the 2 years before that, he was really good. Last year, the whole Jaguars team stuck.
I don't want to be paying. I think even this year he'd be $6 million. I don't want to be paying a running back $6 million in this backfield. No thanks.
All right. In the total wild card category, who's that?
He lists Jameson Williams, who we discussed yesterday, wide receiver from Detroit. Kayvon Thibodeau, New York, depending on what they do.
That is quick on a guy taken in the top five, man.
Do they draft Abdul Carter or not? Do they want to build up the defensive line? Breece Hall, the running back with the Jets. Thinking another running back. Kyle Pitts, your guy that people can't quit.
No, I quit him.
Oh, you finally did. Okay.
I told you. All right. We're done. All right. I'm not even going to suggest a trade for him. Yeah. I'm out on Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, we got to stop blaming every quarterback he's played with, and maybe he's just not the same player.
Allen Robinson, his ass out of the league, man. I'm done.
Then Anthony Richardson, because if they believe Jones is the starter or they draft another quarterback, Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones, are they going to go into week one with both of them? I'm not sure.
Anthony Richardson was never going to be a Colt again. I think he actually could get traded. He's never going to be a Colt again the second he tapped his helmet and pulled himself out of that
game. The name that stands out to me from that list is Breece Hall. If you're Denver or the Chargers, why would you not give up 20 or 22 to get Breece Hall?
I want to talk electric. But that guy's electric.
Someone would have to give me the argument. Why would the Jets want to move on from Breece Hall? He's going to turn 24 in May.
He makes no sense to trade.
He's really good.
He's not getting traded.
What's their thought that the what we've said here, which is running backs, there's plenty of them, and they can just get some. They're a team that's a long ways away from winning, and they just want to move on from them. They'll draft a running back. They think they
that
can
would have to be it.
Because otherwise, I don't get it.
If you're the Chargers or the Broncos, though, I would say we'll give you the pick right now.
The Giants.
Breece Hall had good.
No, I was gonna say the Giants, the Kayvon Thibodeau thing. They are legitimately. They win the award. If there was an award every year for a team most in the middle of nowhere, right? Like not in the losing camp, not in the winning, just stuck in the abyss. Congratulations, the Giants. They got all their quarterbacks are in the abyss. So let's say they take, like you mentioned, like an elite level defensive player. Wouldn't you want him paired up with Thibodeau? So now you're going to trade him. So like you're just back into the abyss. They're stuck in the no man's land of no man's land. The only player you like on their roster is Malik Nabers, and they got no one to throw him the ball.
Yeah, I don't love a lot of their defensive players. I don't mind Tracy. I think Tracy's pretty good.
He's fine. But again, stuck in no man's land. They are stuck in the most purgatory of purgatory out of any team in the entire league. Like they feel like the most... And that's 8-9 team.
They've always
imaginable.
Been that way. Like even with Eli, they were 8-9 and 9-8, or 8-8, 9-7.
Those are an interesting list. I'm not gonna like as you go through those. Part of the question I ask myself is if I were the Chiefs, would I trade for it? And most of them are no's. And then the other ones are like, who are the teams that should be interesting? Well, Kirk Cousins, you got to get that deal done before they pick at 21. Like I think that deal has to happen sometime between now and 7 p.m. because I don't think the Steelers, and they might still take a quarterback. But you want them knowing their quarterback situation before they start trading up, giving up other draft picks. Because they're not going to want to give you a draft pick for Cousins if they need draft picks to trade up for Sanders and need draft picks to trade up for Dart. They're not going to do both, in my opinion. They'll just start Mason Rudolph and live their lives.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to know before the draft starts tonight. We see this happen occasionally. Like it could be when the Giants are on the clock at 3. It could be when another team's on the clock at 15 or 21. And we see the trade for a veteran happen. I don't think it has to be done before 7, but it could be a situation where we see a veteran traded and a team, gets a player for the pick moving back or whatever in the draft. I mean, there's all kinds of different rumors that are out there about who could get moved. I don't buy the rumor this morning about Kirk Cousins and the Giants. They already have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Then they're going to bring in Kirk Cousins on top of that. I mean, what the hell would be going on there?
If you okay, so I have a question for you. If you could trade your second this year and like a fourth next year,
who's second? Sorry,
Chiefs
second.
If the Chiefs traded their second and the fourth, would you to get Breece Hall? Would you do it?
No.
There's too many running backs.
No, I'm not trading
for running backs on this.
I'm giving up a second and a fourth for a running back.
I love Breece Hall.
Pass.
Yeah. Like, and that'll tell you something. Like, I think he's a tremendous player.
There's nothing you'd be able to give up. You'd give up that would be realistic.
You want to talk about explosion at running back? I mean, that's maximum, right? That's a guy who can break an 80-yard run any second. But
I think
it'd
be a big mistake to give up a second and fourth round pick for Breece Hall. Big mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
Deep running back draft. You know, I'm 2 years away from having to pay him.
Someone on the text line brought up the way that Andy utilizes running backs, too. It doesn't make any sense to have a top-tier running back anyways.
I don't know. They had Kareem Hunt when they used a running back. Great. This is the argument I always make. Yeah, recently how they used running back. When they had Kareem Hunt in his rookie year, Drew, he was the leading rusher in the NFL. They ran way more when they had an elite-level running back. They don't run a lot because the running backs aren't very good. You want to know the truth? The running backs are average. And so they don't run a lot with a bunch of average running backs. If they take a guy in this year's draft who's a stud, they'll run more. Like, I think it is relative to the running back that is in his system that goes with it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.